Spider-Man does whatever a spider can. Spins a web any size, catches thieves just like flies. Look out, here comes a Spider-Man. Is he strong? Listen, bud, he's got radioactive blood. Can he swing from a thread? Took a look overhead. Hey there, there goes the Spider-Man in the chair.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to a user-generated CADcast. I'm your host, GPD, in Tokyo, Japan. And of course, it was Wombat's idea to have the user-generated CADcast.
I thought it would be a fun change of pace.
What made you think come up with that idea? And explain the idea for people who don't know.
Sure. Well, the idea really just came up with the fact that I didn't want to cut and paste things from Twitter into the outline. That was really what it came down to. And like, what if I just gave everyone, as all my stuff falls on the floor, what if I just gave everyone access to the outline on Google Docs? And I'm like, but I don't want people going in there. What if, you know, we still have our outline? That could be messy. I'm like, well, I could just make a separate one for this show that would be public. And that's what I did. And I tweeted it out. And I didn't realize I was going to get an email every time someone accessed it.
See, how many emails did you get?
It was like 168 or something crazy like that.
Yeah, it looked like there was a couple hundred people editing it. So, this whole show is basically what you guys put into Google Docs, and I didn't really touch it at all. I just sort of highlighted some interesting things, and I don't know. Shipwreck, welcome to the show.
Thanks. Yeah, I was watching some people edit the outline earlier. This is the version that doesn't have penises all over it, I see.
Yeah, this is the penis-free one.
Okay.
Yeah, I have to give most of our listeners credit, because I would say when I first did it, it was what, like 9 o'clock in the morning-ish?
Yep.
So from like 9 a.m. to almost 2 p.m. Eastern, there was nothing on this that was unacceptable. Like, there was nothing questionable, there was nothing that wasn't either funny in a cute way or good for the show.
Right.
And I was very impressed. Even people that were being a dick were being a dick within the context of, but there still needs to be an outline that can be used for the show.
Right, right.
Which is fine. You can do that. You could be a dick in that way. But then at around 2:10, someone decided to delete everything and just put up pictures of dude-on-dude fellatio and their website URL. And I'm like, really? You have to ruin it for everybody. You have to be that guy.
Well, we have backup, so everything's fine. And I don't know. I guess the tentative title for this show is CADcast number 239.7, Super Turban Wearing Black People Online Edition HD Remix, Enter the Ghetto. Dunno you get me. Yeah, boy, too. I don't think that's going to fit.
I don't know, limit. Yeah. I think that breaks the limit on iTunes.
We could try it, though. We can see what happens if we put it in.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but like you said, Wombat, somebody wrote, what is this meant to be? It's obviously going to get butchered by the internet, but it looks pretty usable, I think. And actually, people were pretty right on with some of the stuff that we had planned to talk about anyway. But
yeah, most people put in what we had already planned on talking about, which is great. Although they formatted this much better than we usually do. There are bullet points and highlights. It's very impressive.
There's a lot more details and pages than what we're used to doing.
So true.
But I don't know. Should we get right to it?
Sure. Jump in. Feet first.
All right. So we usually start with feedback from last week's show, which was converted to feedback about last week's show and or Wombat.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Look at that. Okay. So last week's show was good. And was over 2 weeks ago. Yes, the show was over 2 weeks ago because Cheapy was in Hawaii.
Right, and we'll talk about that a little later.
Someone else said, they didn't put their names down, which is kind of annoying, that the last show made them turgid, which is swollen and distended or congested.
Yeah, people put dictionary definitions right on the outline for us, which was good.
They also said that I knew where Osama was the whole time. I led us to Osama bin Laden.
That was pretty cool that I was in Hawaii when that whole thing went down, so I could watch all the footage.
Oh, okay. You could watch the American footage.
Yeah, yeah. It was nice.
I cured the bald spot on someone's balls.
That's a good thing, though. Wouldn't you rather just have like one big bald spot?
Or just one big ball.
Right. That's not so good.
Yeah, you don't know. I caused the delay of the of the 3DS eShop.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And I am so potent that in that... I was so potent that in that small segment, it got all the ladies in the area pregnant.
Oh, was there a part in the show last time where we talked about how potent you were?
No, but I mean, it's no secret, really.
Mm. Are we going to... Are you going to continue to read bullet points off like this? Because this is pretty good radio, I think.
No. Only for the show feedback.
Okay. Well, continue then. You have several more here.
And this is actually something that was brought up a lot on the last show. In the actual show thread was why Shipwreck and I didn't do a show last week without Cheapy.
What's the answer?
Well, there's a few answers, but they're not that interesting. I mean... First of all, Cheapy has all the access to upload to the CADcast like Libsyn servers, the servers that we send our podcast out through. Second of all, I would have to remember how to edit a podcast and put it together. It's been a while since I've done that, and it takes a long time.
It would take Shipwreck probably 2 to 3 times longer for him to do it than for me to do it, probably. Maybe twice as long. I get them done pretty quick these days. So I think it would be a lot of work for you, Ship.
Yeah, and it was a week off. Plus, I found out I had cancer, so that kind of dampened my spirits there for a week.
Exactly.
Did it damper your spirits?
Damp. I got cancer. Get off my back.
Right. Well, actually, this leads us right into our brand new section that somebody created, which is called CADcast Thug Life Stuff. And the first topic for this new section is, how is Shipwreck's health?
Well, we talked about, I went in for a biopsy on this spot on my face. Like, I guess that was right before the last CADcast.
Mm-hmm.
We talked about it there. And it came back, and it turned out I do have invasive basal cell carcinoma. So I go back after E3 to have them cut up my face some and get that taken out. The good thing is that it's like, if you have cancer, this is the kind that you want.
My dad had that.
Yeah. Actually. So
you and John McCain, right? Isn't that what John McCain had?
It's the most common type of cancer. So, yeah.
Sweet.
Yeah, I'm pretty excited about it, let me tell you.
So it's popular. You would say it's popular.
Yeah, it's like earthquakes in Japan. Very popular.
Very popular. Okay. And continuing on the health arena, Wombat, you're supposed to interrupt. See, people were very specific on this outline, telling us when to interrupt each other and make jokes and stuff. So Wombat, you're supposed to interrupt and talk about your wife now.
My wife is still pregnant. We're in month 9 now. I don't know if you remember month 9 of pregnancy, Cheapy. It's kind of like being married to Jabba the Hutt.
Ho, ho, ho,
ho, ho, ho, more ice cream. And she can't really move. Like, it takes her a good 25 minutes to stand up.
Right.
It's not her fault. I mean, she's 9 months pregnant. You know, what can you do? Oh, these jokes are made in love. Any day.
Was it Jabba's fault?
Was Jabba. Well, he's a Hutt, and it's hereditary. But the doctor put her officially off of bed rest today. Basically, you know, get up, move around, and get this baby out of you.
Gotcha. So that's good news. That's very good news.
Mm-hmm.
Excellent. And your in-laws, have they driven you insane yet?
Yes, they broke my Keurig machine.
I don't know what that is.
My coffee maker.
Oh, okay.
My fancy coffee maker. So they went out and bought me a new one today.
Okay.
Yeah.
What happened?
So something happened in the back where the plastic cracked and all the water was leaking out whenever you made a cup of coffee.
Excellent.
Yes.
Okay. Now I'm supposed to make a racist joke, but I didn't prepare one. I'm sorry.
What, are you going to make a racist joke about my in-laws?
I don't know. I could, actually, right?
You should go for it. Why not?
Aren't they Colombian or something?
No, they're not.
Oh. Why not?
Look, forget my wife was adopted.
Oh, right. Okay.
So how was Hawaii?
Hawaii. Well, it rained every day. You'll be happy to hear it rained every day, Wombat.
Oh, okay, good.
Good, yeah. I'm pretty only one day it didn't rain. I went into the ocean one day and swimming one day.
So it rained like all day long?
It didn't rain all day long, but when it wasn't raining, it was extraordinarily windy. So it's like, it was sort of uncomfortable to be outside for most of the trip. But, you know, it was really mostly about visiting my parents and letting my parents spend time with Ty and going to Target and buying underwear. And all of those things were accomplished. And I don't really like the beach. Believe it or not, Wombat, I'm not much of a beach guy.
Really? I could see that you would like the beach, especially when people point and go, beluga.
Right. Hairy beluga.
Yeah, did you go to a luau?
Nah, I don't want to do that. That seemed... We almost went last time, but it seems very tourist trappy and lame.
Did so you maybe, eat any good food?
Yes. I ate shrimps and lobster and other things that I can't eat here. And pig... what did I have? I had a Hawaiian pig quiche, which was pretty good. But yeah, I mean, basically ate a lot. It wasn't good for my normal... Normally, I say before E3, I'm going to go on a diet. So it wasn't really good timing for that. But let's see. Shipwreck will be very excited because I bought so many clothes in Hawaii that we don't have to go shopping during E3. Or I don't have to go shopping.
You found hoodies and stuff in Hawaii?
I got everything, dude.
Oh, wow. I am excited about that.
Yes, that is so expect extra special E3 coverage this year because I bought shirts and underwear.
Don't expect that, though. Whatever you do, don't expect anything more.
Right. Just don't expect me at Macy's, that horrible Macy's in L.A. Let's see. Now I'm supposed to talk about how much Maui Wowie I smoked in Hawaii, which was zero. It's not that kind of trip. It's a family trip. You know,
you know what, Shipwreck? You're right. When someone just reads the outline line for line, it is really annoying.
Right. Well, I'm not reading it.
It's pretty close. I think we should get a little bit more flow to this, I think.
Okay. But I saw that. I did see, well, this is the CAGcast Thug Life. You know?
That is true. Yeah, no, I mean,
get your flow.
I think people want to know if you did come across any Maui's Owie while you were in
Of course. I'm answering the important questions that people want to know. No, I didn't. That's not that kind of a trip, really. It was a fun family trip. And I'm also supposed to describe how much better air travel was in first class. And white wines about something insignificant. I never heard that phrase before. White wines?
Wine spelled with an H.
Right. Like a white person whining.
Yeah.
No, I don't. No first class to Hawaii. Don't be silly.
Business class.
Right. Exactly. and it is much better. Look, when you're 6'4", I don't think you're allowed to complain about my air travel unless you're 6'4" and have been on a plane and coach for 14 hours. Then you may make fun of me. But if you're not, if you don't fit that description, then what, Wombat?
Then no white whining?
No, right. Then you can't white wine.
I can white wine all I want.
So I see you bought a Kindle, Wombat. I did not know that.
Yeah, well, I didn't buy a Kindle. I bought a Kindle for my wife for Mother's Day.
Oh, okay. Yeah, did you get the one with the ads? Kindle
no,
with special
I did,
offers?
I did not get the special offers one. I figured I'm better than that.
You think you could come up with the extra? How much more is it for the
one
without ads?
I think it's like $25 more.
Right. That would be a little weird for like a present for somebody.
Yeah.
Like I got you Kindle with special offers too. Not just a Kindle, but special offers for you.
My wife is a big reader also, so it kind of, you know, it works out. That's why I got it for her. It was actually a very thoughtful gift on my part. But one of the things that they have for the Kindle is a lot of people upload romance novels that are free.
Yeah, right. I see those on the charts on Amazon.
Yeah. So my wife's been reading a lot of smut.
See, too bad she's pregnant, because then she'd probably be very horny.
I know. It's kind of a double-edged sword.
Right. Mm-hmm. That's lame.
It is lame.
I'm still reading that that Black Passenger. I took my Kindle with me to Hawaii, and I read my Black Passenger Yellow Cab book about the Jamaican guy who lived in Japan and banged all the Japanese chicks.
Didn't you read that already?
It's been a slow read.
Oh, okay.
I only read it once every year, so for like a few days.
Gotcha. But yeah.
It's basically the same thing. He bangs some Japanese chicks and talks about how hairy their bush is and how big his penis is. And then he somehow relates the woman's condition to like social issues in Japan. So that's what's bookending all the sex stories is his little psychological theories about women in Japan. It's pretty good, actually. But it's awkward when you're reading a book on an airplane and you get aroused because there's sex stories every 20 minutes. But it happens. It happens.
That's, I'm sure no one notices.
No. They didn't notice my constant farting either, I don't think.
No, that they probably noticed.
That's what's good when you sit near the restroom. You could just be like, hey, somebody, it wasn't me. You know, somebody took a shit or something.
It's Poopy McGee who just left.
Right. You saw that 60-year-old grandma? She just set that place on fire.
Someone took a dump in my office yesterday.
In your office? Ew. Like on your desk?
On my desk.
This is like a weekly thing, right?
On my floor in the bathroom stall.
On the floor?
On the floor. In the toilet. That was literally the size of my arm and did not flush it.
Well, now you know why they didn't flush it.
And it sat there all day.
Did you get an axe? Did you get the famous axe? Remember, we talked about this before.
It came to the point where like people were discussing it. Like, who would do that? Should we call HR? What's HR going to do?
Right.
So,
you put a note up.
All I know is that when I came in this morning, it was gone.
That's good.
Mm-hmm.
Was there a dirty axe on the floor?
Probably.
Let's see. What else should we talk about? Oh, I don't know. Should we go into new releases? I mean, nobody's watching Game of Thrones, so we can't talk about how
awesome
that is.
No, but I will say this. I didn't realize. So Peter Dinklage is in it? Is that...
He has an awesome character, and he's a really good actor.
Did you know, and I mentioned this on the CAGcast when it happened, but I'm sure you didn't listen to me. He sat two rows in front of me on my flight home from E3 last year.
Oh, he was traveling in. I guess there's no point in. Well, if you're like a midget,
are you gonna make a little person joke?
I'm just saying, like, if you're only like 3 or 4 feet tall,
he's not a 6'4" white man.
He can't. Right. He's not allowed to travel. Only I am allowed to travel business class.
But yes, he was traveling in coach.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
And it was weird because he was sitting in. You know, I know exactly what he looks like. I know who he is. I've seen Elf. And I'm like, that's Peter Dinklage. And I said it to the person sitting next to me, and the person sitting next to me was like, I don't know why that's important. And I told my wife, and she didn't care. And then I told you on the show, and you didn't care. But now you care.
I didn't
care. Can you imagine being a dwarf and having a last name of Dinklage? I mean, that's really cruel. It sounds like he has a Dinklage, you know?
No, I don't get it. Can you explain it to me in small words?
See, penis, small words, huh?
Yay.
His character is awesome, and the show is awesome. And that was the first thing we did when we came back from Hawaii, was watch that episode. And I went, wow, it's awesome.
Do you think, Shipwreck, do you think Andy Dalton will start this year?
Probably. Why thwart the sports talk?
Yes.
Right.
He's a redhead, right. You know. He better get tested.
I did not, actually.
Yeah. Where's sunblock?
Right. All right, let's move on to new releases. Now, I see people put together the new release list, and they also combined it with last week's releases.
Okay. But
Shipwreck, this is your department.
I can handle that, I think.
Yeah, okay.
The big game this week, the one I've already put a review up for, is Brink for 360 and PS3 and PC. We saw this, 2 years ago at E3. And last year, but this game's been around for a while, and it basically seems the same as when we saw it 2 years ago. Like, we didn't play it then, but watching the clips from it, like, it's kind of been in my head this whole time, and it's come out, and it's on my TV screen. It's the same exact thing. It's a real disappointment. I don't really know. It's a multiplayer-only game, but they kind of marketed it as having a single player as well. And they kind of – remember that game, The Crossing, that was supposed to come out where you could kind of have real people be the enemies in your single-player game?
Oh, yeah. Right.
They kind of marketed Brink the same way in that you could play your single player, but then you could play along co-op and people could come in and be the enemies and be the other side.
Yeah, I think I remember them talking about that.
Yeah, and that's not really the case. It's just that you're playing the multiplayer with bots if you're playing by yourself.
So it's like Section 8 game.
Yeah, it's like Section 8 a little bit. But this, it does have like a lot of neat ideas. You have the free running, and you have these different classes. It's kind of like a Team Fortress type of thing with the classes. And you can – the objectives constantly change, and you have secondary objectives, and you can go and to these consoles and change your class on the fly so that you can do the different objectives.
The problem is, I mean, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, it sounds like there isn't much different you can do in here that you can't do in, say, Monday Night Combat or Section 8, both of which are $10 to $15, as opposed to this game, which is $60.
Yeah, it's a little bit more in-depth of those games, but a lot of the stuff doesn't really, like, come into play much. Like, the free-running stuff, it doesn't really matter. Like, they didn't do anything really substantial with it. The classes are unbalanced. You'll go in and the engineer is the best class in the game because he's just as powerful as a soldier and he can lay turrets and he can lay mines. There's really no reason to be anything but a engineer or a medic to heal them, the engineers.
Right.
So the only time what happens is you use all your abilities and you power up your characters, and so you throw everything into engineer or medic, whichever class you're going to go for. But then you get into a match, and you need to be a operative to go hack something. So then somebody has to change into an operative, and they're not powered up. They don't have any of the special abilities or whatever. So it sucks to play as an operative.
Right.
And their abilities make no difference. Like, they just shout out, "Hey, I'm going to disguise myself as the other team," and the problem is when you're disguised as the other team, you can't do anything. You can't shoot. You can't do objectives. You can't do melee hits. Or as soon as you do anything, your disguise goes away. So there's no point.
This game really never interested me. But I read your review, and it sounded like all the objectives were sort of based around standing in certain places. You know, hey, let's go stand over here now and get points.
Yeah. It was like that when I played it at that event also. You go and we got to open the door. Okay, I'll stand there and put the explosive at the door. Is that basically?
Yep, that's pretty much it. Occasionally you get to like escort a robot across the map, but then you're just standing next to the robot. And then every once in a while there's like you have to get a briefcase and take it back to somewhere else. They don't mix it up quite enough. Like, all the objectives are pretty much just go there and stand, and whoever has the most people gets to clear out that area, because it's not like it's a skilled shooter as far as, like, you don't get headshots and quick kills or anything. It's pretty much just whoever, like, shoots the most bullets at the other person wins. So if you have a turret, you're shooting more bullets. If you have two people versus one, you're shooting more bullets.
Right.
It's a really, it's an easier sell. If it was like a $15 or $20 game on Xbox Live, then sure. But as a $60 game.
I was looking at the CAG Amazon numbers, because somebody had asked about it on the outline. And yeah, they actually wanted to know if the Sony versions, the PS3 version, sold a lot less because of the PSN problems. The answer is yes, it did. It sold like six times less. But even still, not many people even bought the Xbox version. In fact, the sequel, the Dark Souls game, already has way more orders for it than Brink by a lot. So I think that this game is going to sell pretty poorly. And yeah, it definitely sounds like it should have been $15.
It's on the brink of disaster? Huh? Yeah,
it's on the brink of the bargain bin, basically.
Yeah, I think, they couldn't charge $15 for it because they spent so much time developing it. But
yeah.
I don't know.
Sounds like it'll be $15 pretty soon.
Yeah, and for that, it's probably worth it just to go in. The achievements are pretty easy to get. I don't ever want to play it.
Unless you're Griffin McElroy.
Yes. We'll go into that, I guess. We can talk about that now.
You want to talk about that?
Yeah, why
not?
Because
I know Cheapy missed that whole thing. So,
I missed the whole thing. I missed a lot of things.
As someone who reviewed the game, did you read his review?
I did read Griffin's review. It was pretty much spot on.
Yeah, I mean, his score isn't that off base from other people's.
No, he gave it a 2 out of 5.
Yeah. But according to this guy, who I don't know, and honestly, I don't want to give him the traffic, he said that that his review was baseless and that he only played the game for 2.5 hours, and he could deduct this by his gamer score, which was like a 260 at the time of the review.
Yeah, but don't reviewers usually play these things on debug kits or different Xboxes or something?
They can.
Yeah.
The thing is, Griffin could have played this whole game and seen everything. And if you don't finish off the level and get that last objective, like you could play the whole level. But if you don't succeed at that last objective, you're not going to get the achievements for completing all the missions, even though you've played all the missions.
Okay.
Like that, it's very possible.
So you're saying
he's bad. Played all the missions. I don't have all the achievements because there's two missions, one on each side, that I played all the way through, sat there and watched the stupid AI not do what they were supposed to, and I never wanted to play again. So right. I don't want to play that mission again, like just to get my achievement points. I think I have like a possible 150, 175 achievement points. They're like a half hour away possibly. And I have no interest of playing that game again. And Griffin felt the same way. I talked to Griffin. Like we discussed this like before we both wrote our reviews. We were talking about the game.
Right. I think that happens pretty frequently, right? That game reviewers will talk to each other about the games before they actually write the reviews.
Well, because they have no one else to talk to about. When you play a game that you really liked or really hated, the first thing you want to do is talk to someone else who played that game.
Right.
So that makes sense. Not you.
I want to hide in a closet.
Well, that's what you want to do with everything. We all know you're in the closet.
Right, exactly.
But it's just amazing that someone would actually go out of their way to say that the review scores for Brink are off base, where you're allowed to enjoy this game if you enjoy it. But if a lot of people didn't, that doesn't mean that they are shady or dishonest reviewers. And why to single out, Griffin, I don't quite understand. Although he did retract it eventually, what he said. Although he didn't retract it in the comments. He kept commenting that he stood by his original opinion in his own article. He would post comments.
Oh, that's pretty funny.
Yeah. I mean, right now, Brink's Metacritic score is a 69. Dude. And the lowest scores are 1UP's 25, and Joystick and Giant Bomb both have 40s. And the highest is an 88 from Ink Gamers, which I've never heard of.
Right. All right. Well,
some people are going to like the game.
Yeah. I mean, I don't really want to talk about a game that you didn't really like.
No, I'm done. We never need to talk about that game again.
Hey, I know who got eliminated from American Idol. Do you want to know?
I do not.
You sure?
Thank you, though. I'm pretty sure because I'm going to watch it right after we get done recording. Stop talking.
I know.
I know.
Who is it?
The rest of the new releases, we have the First Templar, which is for 360 and PC. I don't really know a lot about that game. I know it's developed. I think it's developed by the same people who make the Tropico games.
Hmm.
But I think this is like an action game during the Crusades.
All right. Who knows? I see Virtua Tennis 4 is out this week.
It is. I've been playing a lot of that.
I read the IGN review, and the guy said it's just like the last one.
I don't remember really the last one too much. Did the last one have an insane career mode? Like, this thing is completely wacky.
Well, no. Now I heard they added, like, this board game.
It's you go through, and it's like a sports game generally is, like one of these, where you're progressing up through the tournaments and you're leveling up your character and everything.
You can train, do the mini games, train, level up your guy, right?
Yeah, but the way that it's set up is it's a map of, like, say, Europe, and it's got little spots on it like a board game would have. And so you just randomly get these cards that tell you how many spaces you can move. So you have, like, three of these in your hand at a time. And so on these spaces on the board are different events, and the board like goes off in different directions and everything. So you can completely skip stuff, but it's extremely random, like what stuff you can actually do as you're going through the maps. It's kind of weird. So you don't really have the like precise, like customization options. It's kind of like, well, I guess I'm going to work on my guys, like baseline shots here because that's what this card lets me do. But it's kind of fun in the same way. Like, it's just insane that you're going through here and then you're like, all of a sudden you land on something and you are hitting soccer balls, trying to get them past the soccer goalie, or you're hitting a bomb towards the other person playing tennis. Or
the minigames are fun.
They're fun.
That's the thing.
And you have tournaments in there that are, they're like the fancy dress-up tournaments, where it's like a costume party.
You're kidding. I got to get this game.
No, it's weird. Like, I will say that Top Spin 4 is the better tennis game. Because I've played both of them, and Top Spin 4 has a lot more depth, and that you can do drop shots, and you can do inside out shots and everything. Whereas Virtua Tennis is very much I'm going to hit the A button to hit it back.
But it gives you a lot more stuff to do besides just playing a match of tennis.
Well, like right? It's like the Sonic Tennis game.
It's a lot like the Sonic Tennis game, which is made by the same developer. So
yeah.
I'm going to keep my eye.
Yeah, it's got power shots. Like you put up a meter, and then you can unleash a power shot. So it's not very serious, but it's fun.
I remember playing the old one online with you, and we would play together and get beat pretty badly.
Yeah, we can do that again. I think we can manage that.
Cool. I see, looking at the outline, we also have Lego Pirates of the Caribbean, The Adventures of Shovelware, and Royalty Checks is out this week.
Caribbean.
Thanks.
It's actually supposed to be pretty decent, I've heard.
Okay. Yeah, it looks like it could be a fun Lego game. I just, you know what? I liked the first movie, but the second one put me to sleep, and I never saw the third one.
Yeah, I didn't really like the movies too much. So, what else?
Although the Michael Bolton song is funny. We talked about Outland a little bit before for 360. This is a new release from 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago? I don't remember. But I finished that. That's a good game. You bought it too, right, Cheapy?
Yeah, I started playing it. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, it gets tough. I'll be interested to see if you stick with it.
Probably not, since it's already been a while since I played it because we went away. But maybe I'll come back.
Yeah, definitely check out Outland. I hope to have finish up that review and post it at some point.
Yeah, people should definitely at least get the trial. What else?
This week on Xbox Live Arcade is Gatling Gears and Star Raiders.
I tried Star Raiders.
That's the update of the old Atari game?
It's a space combat game.
Yeah, but it's an old Atari game.
Right. It wasn't very good. I couldn't figure out, like, sometimes I couldn't move. You like transform into different entities, I guess, and some of them can't move. So it's not that much fun being like a turret in space that can only turn around or can't go forwards or backwards. Seemed pretty lame.
That's pretty much it for new releases, I think.
Okay. You don't want to talk about Anal Beads 3D for the 3DS?
I think that got pushed.
You don't want to discuss Urban Yeti for the Game Boy Advance?
I'll talk about Urban Yeti some. We can talk about that.
That's all right.
I have that game. That's a fine title.
I'm not surprised you have that.
No, it's a good game.
Mm-hmm. All right, and now it's time for another new section of the show, Cheapy's Rubbers and Shit Corner. So this is where I talk about rubbers for 45 to 50 minutes and shitting in my pants as well.
How about you?
And the rest of the show
is canceled. You know what you should do? You should shit into the rubbers.
That's disgusting.
Mm-hmm.
That's disgusting.
Well, then you wouldn't mess your pants. You wouldn't need to buy underwear every time you go on vacation.
Right. I also argue as to why my wife doesn't just use birth control, and it's because of chemicals and hormones and shit. That's the reason. Everything revolves around shit, as you can see in the shit corner, rubbers and shit corner.
Hey, it looks like the remainder of the show is canceled.
Yep. Now we move on to CAG news and stuff. I didn't understand this the first part of this section.
Remember, you're going to make that section the deal something or other.
Oh, yeah. It's being worked on. I don't know why it said deal taku and deal stick.
Because that's supposed to be funny.
Oh. Okay.
Our listeners are not as funny as we are. I mean, that's... That's why they're listeners and we're entertainers.
Hardly.
How do you account for me then?
Well, we need someone here to type things.
No, we don't even need that anymore.
I know. We don't need you. Sorry.
Now everybody just does all the typing for us.
Yeah.
Also, as part of CAG's news and stuff, Shipwreck has to explain why he has so many My Little Pony and Barbie dolls. Did you post a picture of your collection room or something?
We were going through some stuff in the basement, and my wife had out her My Little Pony and Barbie dolls. Did you know that they made My Little Ponies that didn't have legs? They were My Little Sea Ponies.
That sounds familiar.
Well, those would be seahorses, so it's not like they didn't. It's not that they didn't have legs.
But right, what a crappy toy!
It is a crappy toy.
But in the bath, it would be fun.
You know, now they make big My Little Horse, My Little Pony dolls, and my daughter has three of them. Three.
Wow. Wow.
I like how they have the tramp stamps. Do they still have those on the new ones?
No, probably. I don't know. She has one for the bath, one for bed, and one that's at
grandma's
house.
What are their names? You have to know their names.
Pink, blue, and the other one is another pink one.
This sounds like the fake My Little Ponies that we threw
out. No, they're real. They're real My Little Ponies. We don't buy knockoffs in this
house. They're new ones. They're the new models. Anyway, I don't think we should talk about My Little Pony anymore. Maybe.
My Little Pony, My Little... One plays the song. That's how I know it's real.
All right, this isn't part. Let's see what else we have in CAG news and stuff. None of this is CAG. People messed this up. Wrong section, people. You know what was interesting? I noticed about this user-generated outline that under the shopping deals and news, nobody put anything. Ever. Does that mean that people don't care about hearing shopping deals and news on the show?
I think they just want to hear it from you. They don't want to steal the thunder. Speaking of stealing thunder, Shipwreck and I both saw Thor.
Oh, how was that?
It was good. I really liked it.
Yeah, it's a good movie.
Yeah, it's fun.
I played the games, too.
Yeah, well, the game gave you cancer, but I saw the movie, and it was fun.
How was the? Did you see it in 3D?
I saw it in 3D. My dad will only see movies in 3D now.
Oh, God.
He's one of those
people. I saw it in 2D.
It's probably better in 2D. These movies, they're only part of them are in 3D.
Well, no, the whole thing's in 3D. I mean, you know, it has that.
No.
Yeah.
The whole thing?
Yes.
Took your glasses out through the whole thing?
You keep your glasses on through the whole thing. The whole movie's in 3D.
That's insane to me because I watched it in 2D and I could not.
There's no reason. No, there was no reason for it to be in 3D, but the whole movie was.
That just makes it harder to focus on Natalie Portman, right?
She's kind of cute, right? She's really good in this movie, too. I would rank it like in the pantheon of Marvel Studio films of the four that have come out. It's still Iron Man. It's not as good as the first Iron Man, but it's better than the Hulk. And Iron Man 2 never happened.
And it's better than all the Spider-Mans?
Spider-Mans don't count in those or what?
No, those aren't Marvel Studios.
Well, whatever. It counts in terms of our discussion.
I liked Spider-Man 2 better than Spider-Man 1. It probably goes Iron Man, Spider-Man 2, Thor.
What about Dark Knight? The last Dark Knight was better.
Dark Knight, yeah. The second Dark Knight goes between... It's Iron Man, Dark Knight, Spider-Man 2, the Batman Begins, Thor.
Ghost Rider.
Daredevil.
Ghost Rider, Daredevil.
I like Daredevil. I still say Daredevil was good. Did you see the director's cut?
I think that whole movie just got a bum rap. I think there was just too many bad things.
No, it was terrible. It didn't get a bum rap.
Watch the director's cut. There's that one scene when they're in the playground when he's fighting...
Well, I know. I have to see the director's cut, but the original cut was awful.
Okay. I'd be curious for you to see the director's cut. And yet, still, that fight in the playground is kind of...
That movie had a lot of good ideas that just weren't executed well in the final product.
All right.
Yeah.
But go see Thor. Let's Thor's see. Good.
Thor, yeah. I want to see Thor.
See Thor.
Okay. let's... Oh, now it's time for our GoDaddy commercial, Wombat. So, GoDaddy for all your web hosting and domain registration needs. We have a bunch of coupon codes, including a new offer that just started this month. You get deluxe hosting for the price of economy with coupon code... Oh, somebody erased the coupon code.
Isn't it CAG Eco?
Oh, CAG... Oh, I thought it was Cage Co. I'm just kidding. I knew it was CAG Eco. CAG Eco, yeah, gets you that... Deluxe hosting for the price of economy. I haven't really bothered to see what the difference is, but I'm sure it's awesome. So remember, go daddy or go yourself. That's what it says here.
That is what it says.
Okay. Ooh, I just got an email from Activision. They want to set up an appointment, Shipwreck.
Forward that on over.
You know what that means. Whores.
So they're actually doing something at E3 this year that's not an Eminem concert?
I think Sony's doing the concert this year.
Activision did something last year too. Remember, we fell asleep during their meeting rooms.
Was that Activision? Oh yeah, that was Activision.
Yeah, that was Activision.
What did we fall asleep during?
That game that was canceled. Yeah.
The canceled game.
Oh, God. Isn't that the worst? They made us sit through a game that got canceled. A horrible game that got canceled.
It was so bad, and we all fell asleep at different times. It's still one of the funniest things that has ever happened.
Yeah. Shipwreck, let's we got to make sure we don't go to any meetings like that.
I'll do my best. I'll ask them if it's going to be boring or not.
Ask them if their game is going to be canceled within a year of them having the meeting.
No, seriously, guys. Does this game suck? Because we don't want to go to games that suck.
Hey, we got limited time. Mm-hmm. Okay, so now it's time for our multi-platforming Wombat's News and Stuff section. April NPDs came out.
They did. And for the first time, I think maybe ever, I have both the first and second game in the top 10.
Right. So it was Mortal Kombat coming in at number one and Portal 2 taking the number two spot. Lego Star Wars 3 was three. Black Ops took the fourth spot. Tiger Woods took number five. Crysis 2, number six. Just Dance and Michael Jackson coming in at seven and eight. And Pokemon White coming in at number nine. Don't see Pokemon Black anywhere.
Racist I'm sure it was America. 11 probably.
Racist America, definitely buying more white Pokemons than black. And NBA 2K11 still ringing in at number 10. But they did say that if they counted that SOCOM, that $150 SOCOM bundle, then it would have come into the top 10.
Why didn't they count it?
I don't know. I thought they usually count that stuff.
Hmm.
I don't know. But for some reason, I don't know why you wouldn't count it, because people are really buying that bundle for the game.
And I'm looking at this, so supposedly they also listed the top 10 individual SKUs. Right. So Mortal Kombat for the 360 and Portal for the 360 were the two best-selling games.
Mm-hmm.
Portal for the PS3, which according to Gabe Newell, the superior version, didn't crack the top 10.
Right.
That's
well, the PSN being down could have had something to do with that.
And Mortal Kombat may have been the top 10 for PS3, which is insane because that has Kratos. Like that's the version that has more content.
Nobody cared. I didn't care.
I didn't care either.
I chose the version with the online service that I thought would have the greatest probability of being online when I went to play the game.
Oh yeah, that was your deciding factor.
No, it was actually it was the greatest probability of being able to play against my friends.
That which would be me.
Right. Yeah. So
we need to play more, by the way.
Yeah.
We do. I'm
ready. I'm ready to lose some more.
Do you think it's a safe bet Mortal Kombat will be up there next month as well in the NPD?
Yes. I think it well, next month's gonna be weird because we still don't know a damn thing about LA Noire other than those trailers that show nothing.
I know that it's going to be number one on the NPDs next month.
I know that, too.
I know that, yeah. I know that I saw a lot of commercials for it when I was in Hawaii.
So,
and I know I want to buy it as soon as possible.
I guess but Mortal Kombat, yes, I think it'll be in the top 10.
I mean, Mortal Kombat crushed everything here.
Yeah.
I mean, it almost outsold Portal 2. It looks like Portal 2 sold 637,000 and Mortal Kombat was over a million. Yeah.
It could have doubled it. On the hardware side, Xbox 360 coming in number one with 297,000 units, PS3 with 204,000, the 3DS just under 200,000, and the Wii 172,000. So kind of disappointing numbers for the 3DS, I guess, huh? I mean,
it won't be once the holidays hit.
And it's $200.
Mm-hmm. This right now, I think anything Nintendo gets out of the 3DS between now and holidays is just gravy. Like they're just getting that extra $50 from whoever
from the suckers.
Yeah.
Yep.
And then once Christmas comes, that thing is going to be impossible to find.
All right, you heard it first. That's Shipwreck's prediction. Put that up on Top Analyst, somebody. Impossible to find 3DS shortage. I'm going to put that right on here. Oh, I have your sheet right here. I'm putting on 3DS holiday shortage. There you go. It's written in stone on Google Docs. Let's see what else we have in multi-platforming. Mass Effect 3 was delayed. I read that news while taking a shit in Hawaii, and it was made me feel sad.
I don't think it's necessarily a bad thing. This game needs to be perfect, so however long it takes.
But now they say that EA has come forward and said that they're making it more mainstream. They're looking for a more mainstream Mass Effect 3.
Yeah, Master Chief's in it.
No. I tried really not to read anything about it. Cause
it stars Master Chief and Green Bay Packers quarterback Aaron Rodgers in an outer space adventure that involves...
Less focus.
It's cover-based shooting.
Yeah, it says less focus on cover-based shooting.
I know.
Hmm.
It's going to be great. I don't think
it's going to be great?
Oh. Yeah, you don't have to worry. Just forget about it for a while. Yeah. It's going to be good.
Okay.
Concentrate on why we haven't heard anything about XCOM in a year. We have that meeting set up, though.
Okay, good. That looked kind of like it could be good.
Yeah, I was really excited about that last year, E3, and then there's been nothing about it for a year.
Okay, so let's move on. Let's see what else we got here. We talked about Brink. We talked about L.A. Noire, and that are you guys looking forward to that or no? Or is it just me?
I'm really excited. I think it has potential to be great. I just don't know anything about it. I don't know what the gameplay is. Is it just a Grand Theft Auto game, but set in L.A.? Is it a mystery-solving game? Is it a shooting
dude? Both.
What does that mean?
It's all of these things and more. I think you got to think of like Mafia 2 meets, what was that game with that? Heavy Rain. Mafia 2 meets Heavy Rain.
So you think it's going to be like a non-linear Heavy Rain? Is it an open world game?
I think it's going to be pretty linear, actually. I think it's going, because it has all these cases, right? And you're progressing through different, you know, desks and, you know, departments in the police department. I think it's got to be fairly linear. But you're going to have, you know, these third person shootouts and, you know, driving stuff. I'm sold. I'm totally sold. And I don't know. People want to know what version I'm getting, because you, depending on where you buy it, you get either like an outfit or different missions.
I want the Noir shipwreck outfit.
Yeah, so I don't know. I'm excited. This is when is this out, by the way?
Next week.
Holy shit, I gotta order this fucker.
Yeah, you do.
Holy shit.
Were you a big fan of The Getaway? That's just my question.
You know what? I kind of like The Getaway, actually.
Okay, I mean, that's fine. I don't know.
I really like Mafia, too.
Sure.
As in Mafia also?
I might like this
Mafia
game,
too.
I might not. I don't know. I'm just not that into it right now.
All right. I think, well, you like Mafia too, so I think
I did. Like it. I did. I hope I like this game. I just, like Wombat said, I'm not too sure about it. I don't know anything about it.
All right. I'm optimistic.
The Wikipedia page for it has like a paragraph. Let's see.
All right. It's the secret. It's a secret.
I know that it's got great marketing. I can tell you that.
I like it. You know what? You don't know. I like the fact that we don't know a lot about it. Maybe you don't have to know everything about the game before it comes out.
Yeah, that worked great for Brink. I mean, that was...
No, I knew plenty about Brink before it came out. I knew that I really had no interest in it. And
what else do you need to know?
Yeah, exactly. let's see what else we got here. Let's move on to Sony.
Okay, I was going to say, I also picked up Portal 2. Do you have Portal 2?
I do.
We should figure out co-op and how we're going to handle that.
Right, we're probably not.
It has to be done. Who are you going to play it with?
It's going to be tough, dude. I've been playing it. I told you last time.
The co-op?
Yeah, I've been playing with Mark McDonald.
Oh, that's right.
Gaming Jesus, dude.
That's right. Yeah, I'm screwed.
It's a time zone thing. He might have actually given up on me and finished it already.
Okay, well, you know, whatever. If maybe one of you two can switch off like a charity thing.
Yeah, the charity thing. I was thinking like a three-way.
There you go. A classic three-way. A little Cincinnati humor.
I don't know. We'll see. It's a timing thing. So on to Sony. PlayStation Network is still down.
When did it go down?
At this point, I think it's safe to say it's going to be a month, right? About a month before it comes back up, more or less.
Maybe. I don't know.
Maybe longer. I want to talk to you all, but I want to hear how this PlayStation Network outage has affected your life. Why is that a funny question? I want to know, as you're a gamer, you're a real person, you have a job, you have a family. How has PlayStation Network been going down for almost a month affected your life?
Not very much.
No?
No.
Did it change your shopping habits at all?
Not really. I don't really buy that much online to begin with on either console.
Right. But yeah, I mean, I'm right there with you. I mean, the only thing, I played Gran Turismo a few times and it keeps asking me if I want to log into PlayStation Network. It asks you three times before the game starts, before you do anything, if you want
to. I will say that I kind of like to browse the shops. Like, I kind of like to browse the PlayStation store and see what's there, see what's on sale, even if I don't buy anything.
Yeah, I like to go in there, too. I like to download all the free stuff.
Yeah, and download.
Even if I don't own the game, I'm going to download that free costume.
Yeah, he really does that, by the way, because I logged into his account once and I saw all this shit and I was like, what the hell are you doing?
That is
I'm
true.
In there looking at the shop. If it's free, I'm going to go ahead and click it.
Yep. Yeah. So, So Capcom has come out and said that they've been losing either hundreds of thousands or millions of dollars due to this PlayStation Network outage. And sort of the question that I've been thinking about is, how is Sony going to handle this during E3? Obviously, you know, they're doing a press conference and they have to address it at some point during that press conference. Kevin Butler coming out and making jokes about it is my guess.
I don't know. I don't think they can do that.
You can't do that. I think they really need to do something. I mean, it does affect a lot of things. I can make all the glib jokes I want, but there are people who really want to play. There are people that only have a PlayStation 3 and they want to play Call of Duty online, and they want to play SOCOM 4.
They
want to play SOCOM 4 that sold a shit ton of copies, and yet people can't play it. I mean, it's a big issue. It's, you know, I love those pixel junk games. And you can't buy in one of those.
Right.
That's scary, isn't it? If you were one of those publishers and
holy shit, yeah.
No one's buying pixel junk monsters.
A small publisher and you have no income now.
They're selling t-shirts now on their website.
Well, I mean, but they're not the only one. I think like Axis had to take a pretty big hit on this too. Like, they put Arcana Heart 3 out the day before this went down, and now you got to assume that nobody's ever going to buy that now. Like, I don't know how many people were going to buy it before, but obviously
what about the games that should have come out during the outage? Or when it goes live, do they just put out like 30 games? Like, here's everything that should have come out.
Everything's going to be all screwed up.
Yeah. It's going to be such a mess for, like, how do you...
And all those diehard DC Universe Online players?
Yeah, well, as far as, like, it sucks for us, the players. That sucks, but it sucks worse for these companies that are like, they're depending on this income and it's just sitting there just like waiting for it to be released. And then they have to know that they've missed their launch window now. So all their financials are screwed up. And then when they put it out, it's going to be overcrowded. I don't know how they're going to put all this stuff out at once.
You sue the company that didn't have updated security on their online network.
But they don't have enough money to sue Sony. And that's, for a lot of the companies, this is their only place that they're publishing games.
I know. Would it really come? Well, I mean, you could release it on the PC. Or.
Bad audience, though. I mean, they need that PS3 audience. I know. So here's the question now that people want to know the answer to. What do you think is an acceptable means of compensation for the customers? I mean, what can you do? I mean, it's a free service, so they really don't have to do anything.
Get it back up.
Obviously, getting it back up would be a good one. Yeah, they said they're going to give some free games and like a free month of PlayStation PS Plus or whatever. I don't know. Somebody suggested Kevin Butler getting his ass raped by a gorilla to be live streamed over PSN. But that doesn't sound so exciting.
That's going to be a really big hit on their servers.
Right. People want to see that.
Yeah. I don't know if that's such a good idea right off the bat.
It could be a fundraiser for all those developers that are suffering.
All I know, I didn't think about this before. Nobody's been able to be folding at home. I'm going to blame my cancer on this.
Right. It could be cured, or you could be totally cured without even surgery.
God. Sony?
Stupid hackers and Sony provoking them.
All of this because of Linux.
Well, not all, but... indirectly, kind of.
Yeah, Linux.
Yeah, basically. Should have kept that other OS option on there.
People just think the penguin's cute.
Right.
That's it.
They want to be able to know that if they need to like do some shit on their PlayStation 3 with Linux, that they will be able to. They want that option. something goes down and like, shit, I need to turn my PlayStation 3 into a computer because I don't know, like there was a nuclear explosion and my computer blew up and this is the only my last functioning electronic device that I could possibly run.
It's got fucking Linux.
Right. We're good to go. So let's move on to Microsoft. And as people point out, shit's still running. So they got that going for them. Shit is still running. Yeah, they must be. There must be a lot of good jokes going around the Microsoft campus up there. But has anyone tried the Hulu Plus for Xbox 360 yet?
I checked it out briefly.
I haven't. I don't know. This says
it's pretty terrible.
Is it terrible?
I don't know. The outline says it's pretty terrible.
The outline does say it's pretty terrible. I'll take the outline's word for it because I haven't tried it yet. I was too busy watching Black Panther on Netflix.
Black Panther?
Black Panther. I never knew there was a Black Panther cartoon series on BET until it was on Netflix.
Oh.
Yeah, the Marvel Comics character, Black Panther.
Yeah, yeah,
has a,
sure.
Has a very mature cartoon on Netflix right. Where people get stabbed clean through their entire bodies graphically.
I like that.
Yeah, it's worth checking
Sounds
out.
Sounds pretty good, actually.
Each episode's only like 10 minutes long, so... You can check it out quickly.
People want us to talk about the final Gears 3 beta, thoughts and impressions, and if dedicated servers were making a difference. Did they change over to dedicated servers during the course of the beta? Maybe while I was in Hawaii. I don't know. But I thought it ran just fine, however it was previously. And I guess I got to buy the game. I mean, I did play a lot of the beta and enjoyed it. I don't know. I guess I got to buy it, even though I didn't really play much of the second one. But... Microsoft bought Skype.
We use Skype a lot.
Is it official that they bought it?
Yes.
I know. I read that. Oh, it's done.
$8.5 billion. They bought it.
Oh, and they're bringing service to Xbox Live and Kinect. Oh, that's cool.
Speaking of Kinect, mm-hmm. I got one.
Oh my God. Right.
I got a Kinect. I'm staring at it as we speak.
Why?
Because we thought it would be fun for Sabrina.
Right.
And it is.
What games is she playing?
Well, the only one we have is Kinect Adventures.
Oh.
You haven't gotten Kinectimals yet?
No, I haven't picked up Kinectimals yet. It's one game at a time with a two-year-old.
Okay.
She just likes to stand next to me, and I mean, it doesn't really register her very well when the two of us are standing there. Even when it's just her, it doesn't really... She's a little short.
It's drawn to your mass, is what you're saying?
Yeah, so she just does what I do. When in the river rafting. And my parents played it on Mother's Day, and that was fun to watch. But it works as advertised. I'll lay on the couch and go, Xbox! Netflix! So...
Why does it need to be so big, though?
You know, I hear that so many times.
Right.
It's got a lot going on in there.
Yeah, it does. I'll be honest. I did put it down a lot... And I've had it for a very short time, but I am impressed with what it can do, but I don't think it's worth the price that it wound up, because I got it with a birthday gift card. So I wound up spending like $50 on it. Do I think it's worth $50 with the game? Yes, it's a $50. I would not tell anyone don't buy it for $50. For $150?
I read Justin McElroy's preview of Child of Eden. And he tried it out with Kinect, and he tried it out with the regular controller. And he really was glowing about the Kinect controls. He said it really makes all the difference.
What I need to do...
If you get a Kinect, Cheapy, yes. we can slap balls at each other. Because Virtua Tennis has Kinect support.
Really? Oh, I'm not doing That's that. Interesting.
Yeah, you can sit there and wave your hand around and smack the balls back.
Nice.
Yep, won't be doing that.
You know what? The only problem I have with my Kinect is that I need to get my camera back about 5 inches further back, which I could probably do. It would be behind my TV, basically.
It would be in your kitchen?
Yeah, it would be in my kitchen. Because it doesn't pick up my feet. It basically picks up from like my ankles up, which I think is, you know, it doesn't matter for Kinect Adventures, but I played a couple of demos that require feet. And it gets a little wonky.
I see.
Yeah.
All right, good to know.
Yeah,
to know.
Yeah. You really need to have it pick up your feet, and that's my problem with it so far. Feet.
Okay. Anything? Your feet. is the problem. Anything else for Microsoft? I mean, there were rumors that there was going to be a new Xbox unveiled at E3.
Excellent. We'll see at E3.
Yes. That would be good.
Well, we probably won't. Well, other people will have to tell us about it.
Oh, yeah. We didn't get an invite to the Microsoft press conference. That's the only one.
Yeah. That's usually how it happens.
When do I make my tweet, a slightly obnoxious tweet about the press not getting an invite?
Today.
Okay. Let me know what time I'm supposed to do that.
Now.
What is it? Should be something like, who do I have to fuck to get an invite?
Then make sure you put the @ Major Nelson on that.
Do I have to fillet Major Nelson to get an
exactly.
invite? All right, we'll try that.
Do I need to deep throat the major in order to get...
That may not get us an invite, actually. That might get us the opposite of an invite. Okay, so that's about it for Microsoft. Let's move on to Nintendo. So I guess the big news that happened while we were away is that the 3DS shop late May became early June, basically, for the launch of the 3DS eShop. In fact, it's going to be launching during E3. But they showed what's coming to Japan, and that was a pretty sad list of software right there. I mean, that's what we've been waiting for.
I think that's going to be what it's going to be like, right? I mean, we've seen what the WiiWare offers. We've seen what DSiWare offers.
Yeah, it's sucky is what it is. For the most part.
Yeah. I mean, you have a few good games every once in a while, but...
And they will be selling those network cards in stores, I guess. I saw that posted somewhere. I'm supposed to tell you which Wii HD I am most excited for at E3. Is that a game or something else?
Maybe.
I think it was which weed are you most excited for at E3?
Oh, probably not the Nintendo one, I'm guessing. But I am really excited to see what they have.
I mean, the
rumors have been crazy.
It.
Yeah, I'm totally interested. I mean, you know, I got space. I got an HDMI slot just waiting. Let's see what else we have for Nintendo. I didn't put these. Neither of us did. Skyward Sword to become a Wii HD game? Well, that would make a lot of sense if it's coming out soon. It did, and it certainly, whatever they had it showed at E3 last year was not impressive. Remember when they showed Zelda during the press conference? And it not only did it not work, it just kind of looked...
Wow.
It didn't look like a game.
My memory of it is actually so fuzzy, which is even worse. It's like, I kind of remember them showing that.
Do you remember he was like shooting arrows?
Yeah, no, I remember it as you say it. And I'm like, oh yeah, that game exists, doesn't it?
The only
it was playable last year at E3.
But it doesn't look like a game that you're going to be excited about playing in the year 2011 or 2012.
Nope. It looks like a Zelda game that has Wii controls in it.
Yeah, it looked not very exciting to me. Is that it? That is it for Nintendo. But now we have Apple Corner, where I tell you about my new MacBook Air that I purchased in Hawaii. I decided to go with the 11-inch for super portability and the extra memory. And it's awesome. Shit boots up in 11 seconds. And it's fast. And it's going to be coming with me to E3. And everywhere. It's pretty amazing. It's basically an iPad with a keyboard in terms of like how big it is. So, yeah. And then people made fun of me because I was asking about apps for my MacBook, even though it's a computer and runs actual programs. There's an app store, you know, for Macs. So I use the right terminology. Don't make fun of me.
The people make fun of you no matter what you say. You probably deserve it, too. Oh, and hail to
people
Pitt.
People don't... What's that? Yeah, hail to Pitt. People don't realize that I have a very long history with the PC. I was there when IBM came out with the home computer, the personal computer. And I watched them lose their empire to all those, to the clones. Do you remember that?
No, you're older than I am.
Right. You don't remember that either, Shep.
Are we talking about Django Fett? Or what are we? Is that what?
No. Yeah. That was with the with
IBM basically had the
long necks.
If you bought a personal computer back in the day, you bought an IBM.
Yeah, that was a Commodore 64.
From Radio Shack, right? The Tandys?
Okay, so that's what happened. Basically, company started coming out with clones of PCs, and they were much cheaper than the name brand IBM versions. And IBM basically thought that people would pay just to have the IBM version, pay a lot more. And they didn't lower their prices or anything. And they got completely overrun by these cheap, rather cheaper clones. I remember my dad bought a Leading Edge Model D. And it was basically arrogance that, you know, IBM doesn't even really sell much in the way of computers anymore, right? They just, they do laptops, but they even, it's not even under an IBM brand anymore, right? It's called Lenovo or something like that. Or
Lenovo,
yeah. Yeah, that's what I have at work.
And they're basically a consulting firm, I think. For the most part,
they made that computer that played on Jeopardy.
Right, they made Watson, but they're not selling those. But
servers, blade systems.
So I was there. People
sensors.
Shouldn't bust my balls. I was there during the Clone Revolt.
What are we talking about this for?
I don't know. My PC street cred, basically.
Yeah, no one cares.
Oh well, you lost all that when you bought a Mac.
Are we? Can we? I say we move on to the keg bag. I've had enough Apple Corner.
Oh, but I love it.
No, you could fuck
my. Did you play that new Frisbee game on the iPad?
No.
It's pretty good. Frisbee Forever. It's made by Whammo, or it's sponsored by Whammo.
Excellent. Excellent.
So it's Frisbee TM.
Yeah, it's not a flying disc. It is an official Frisbee.
It's a real Frisbee. Oh wait, Wombat, you skipped through Apple Corner right before Steve Jobs was supposed to Skype in.
Oh, dope.
Yeah, you missed
next
it.
Week.
You didn't see that here.
Next week.
We'll get you next week, Steve. Cagbag. Show us, and now it's called Cagbag and Show Us Your Tits. Which is good. That works for me.
Yeah, why not?
Let's see. Somebody wants to know what happened to the Ron Workman podcast on CAG. I don't know. He got busy. He decided not to do it. He's actually sick, I think. He's recovering, hopefully. Someone wants to know if Shipwreck collects new toys also, or just shit from the 80s.
Mainly just older toys. I don't have the money. Like, it doesn't make sense. Toys are expensive to buy. Like, just an action figure, like that Marvel Universe line, they're like $8 each.
Yeah, I don't have
any. And they're kind of shitty, too, probably, right?
No, I actually kind of like them, because they're the same size as G.I. Joe's. But
all right.
It's too expensive.
So the answer is no.
I get some G.I. Joes every now and then.
Once in a while, he feeds the G.I. Joe fans.
When they release a new Shipwreck, you buy that.
Correct.
Let's see. Here's another one, and this is from Tengaport. What can Nintendo possibly do to teach consumers the value of glasses-free 3D in regards to the 3DS? To me, it's just nothing but a headache. You know, I think, like any gaming system, it really just comes down to the games. And if there's a game that 3D can make a lot better, then that's going to be the thing that really convinces people that they need this thing. But Shipwreck says it's going to sell out anyway.
The value is when it's going to be in an ad for Toys R Us, the holiday toy wish list or whatever that thing is. As soon as $200. It's on there and on the list, like, I don't know if Oprah is still going to do them or whatever, but as soon as it's on like the top 10 list
for
the holiday.
There won't be an Oprah.
Okay, but whatever replaces that. It's going to be on that list of top 10
gifts
for the
holidays.
Me, I'm replacing Oprah. Okay. It's going to be on Wombat's top 10 gifts for the holidays.
It's going to be called Dopra.
You get a 3DS, and you get a 3DS, and
you get a headache. We'll see. It's it's all about the games, for me anyway. But I think people are pretty much cheap, and they'll buy it, like Shipwreck says, when it gets down to $199.99.
I think the second iteration will do better.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now somebody writes in. Oh, this is from Neville's Day. He wants to know what we think of IGN buying the 1UP family of websites.
They sure did.
Any other detail? I mean, I haven't really been following Wombat. Do you?
I know things that I can't say.
I know you do. So say one of them.
Give us a top 10 list of things you can't say.
Yes.
Yeah.
And leave out one word.
I think that it's going to be very interesting, and I actually don't know what the finals are yet. But
how many people are getting fired?
That I don't know yet.
Okay.
Is it more than 20?
I don't know yet.
If you had to guess, would you say it was more than 20?
I would say probably not.
Okay.
I'm going to say that it could be a very interesting outcome.
Oh. Mm-hmm. I mean, I would imagine you would keep the 1UP brand going and you just have, you know, one team of people writing for both.
It could be a very interesting outcome.
Oh, different. UGO is going to become like an iPad app or something?
I think you're going to become an iPad app.
Ooh, I look forward to that. I can't wait for everybody to touch me. Get some attention. Let's see. What else we got here? With retailers dropping prices on new games 1 to 2 weeks after release, is it worth buying games on day one anymore?
How else are you going to get the Noir shipwreck costume?
Right. This is Obi-Ben talking about Portal 2. Yeah, that was pretty surprising, especially since the game obviously sold well, or maybe it sold well because it was cheap.
It's I don't know. All I know is I got my copy for my birthday. It was a gift from my cousin, but my wife and my cousin conspired on getting the game for me, and of course, no one can keep secrets from me, and I'm like, well, if he's going to get it, make sure he gets it from here because it's on sale for, you know, $39.
Was it Amazon?
No, it was at GameStop. So, yeah.
All right. Mm-hmm. Let's see what else we got here.
It seems like every new release, though, is $40, right?
Soon.
Like, the week it comes out, the week afterwards, it's you're either going to get a $20 gift card with anything you buy, or it's going to be $40. Like,
there's basically no reason why anybody should be spending $60 on a game and not getting either like a game credit or, you know, or any, you know, or not, you know, paying or paying $40 or something like that. There's no reason that you should be paying full price and not getting something as a bonus anymore. That's a pretty new phenomenon.
Even with my copy of Mortal Kombat, I got a gift card to Best Buy.
It's like everything, I guess, because all the retailers are matching each other. You know, Kmart's been so aggressive with their deals, and Amazon really doesn't let anything get by without price matching it, not very often anyway. So pretty much, yeah, everything is discounted everywhere. What else we got here? Anything that looks good here, guys, that we need to touch on? Oh, there's some more. There's another page of these.
Shipwreck and I are racing.
You're racing your cursors around. I see that. That's really, really helpful for recording a show, by the way. Okay. I guess that means it's time to go.
I win.
It means.
No, we didn't do. You did win. We didn't do top analyst wrap up.
Well, there was none.
What do you think will drop in price first? The 360 or the PS3?
360.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. They're both going to drop. They both have to drop at E3, right?
That's really, you tell me.
I mean, we've seen so many $50 gift certificate bonuses in the last couple of weeks, and that usually is an indication that there's going to be a price drop. So, yeah, look for at least a $50 price drop come E3 for both of these things. And I don't know. We should have more of like an E3 preview closer to the big show. But
like in 2 weeks.
I'm really excited for this E3.
Because I won't be there. I know.
Because there's stuff I'm looking forward to. A lot of stuff I'm looking forward to.
I kind
of
want
to
go.
Yep. And I booked the CAG party. It's a done deal. It's going to be Wednesday night at the Broadway bar from 9 p.m. to 2 a.m.
Not the Golden Gopher?
Nope. It's we went to a bigger venue this year.
Is it because they wouldn't give us a free Golden Gopher?
Nope. It was because it was just a little tight in there.
Oh, that's true.
That's all.
I thought that's how you liked it.
Sometimes. Not when I'm in a room with men. I don't like it to be that tight.
Mm.
There's going to be a lot of ladies there this year, though, right?
Oh, well, we had a few ladies. Wombat said he got hit on last year.
I did.
Yeah. Yeah, he did.
What are you saying? I hear some sort of something in your voice, Shipwreck.
I think he might have gotten hit. He was just standing there with that vest. He was very alluring.
The Alan Wake vest?
Yeah.
The red Alan Wake vest? Yeah.
I am sexy when I'm goofy.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, hopefully everybody, all fans of CAG and the CAGcast can come down and let me buy you drinks. That's how it's going to go down. Drinks for everybody. I learned my lesson, though. You got to tell the bartenders not to let people order $25 glasses of scotch. Because I forgot to tell them that last year. And that was not very nice.
No, that wasn't.
The guy's ordering, holding two $25 glasses of scotch going, oh my God, I just got... I want to kick that guy right in the nuts.
You should have. I think it's well within your rights when someone takes...
I said something to him. I was like, oh. I was like, yeah, that was me. I just bought that for you. You know, some older guy too. It's like, obviously,
was it the game lawyer? The game lawyer?
Yeah, it was the game lawyer. It was the game lawyer.
That guy was so shady.
Yeah, he's like, if you ever need a lawyer, man, I'll take care of you.
I only know that because the girl who hit on me,
right,
was on her way to that guy's hotel room.
Oh yeah, yo.
And she's like, he's having a party. You should come. I'm like, no, I think I'm gonna go back to my room and get some sleep because you're creeping me out. And he
I think he was shoving the scotch glasses down his pants and just taking
I'm like, you two are meant for each other. Go have fun.
So come on out to our party next year or this year so we can talk about you next year.
Yeah,
everybody come on out.
No, it should be good. I'm very excited. Yeah. I'm looking forward to meeting
everybody. Yeah, it was a lot of fun last year. So
yeah, it should be good this year too. And let's thank some of the people who worked on the outline this week because they added themselves to
like this anonymous user 1174.
Right. There's a lot of anonymous users. We have let's see, Nuts for Ford, who says, love the show, best podcast out of any video game related shows. Cheesecake Jones noted that he put all the good stuff in there and fixed the margins. Salmon Day was not afraid to go public. D-Sing 2007, Liberal Tugboat, Who Frog, Swox, Uncle Paul, Abdo, Evenom, and Kids Cool, Cool Kids Club. Thank you all for making our show for us. I wish we could somehow crowdsource the editing right now. That would be good.
Next time.
Yeah, we need Google. It needs to get on that. Google Audacity.
Yeah.
Or something. Well, all right. So that's it, everybody. Thanks for listening. Let's remind everybody to use our GoDaddy coupon codes for your web hosting and domain registration needs at GoDaddy.com. 10% off any order CAG 10, $5 off a $35 order CAG 5 off 30, $7.49 domain registrations, CAG domain, and of course, CageCo for deluxe hosting for the price of economy. Awesome. See you next time, kids.
Brad Stoon.
In the chill of night at the scene of a crime, like a streak of light, he arrives just in time. Spider-Man, friend of the neighborhood Spider-Man. Wealth and fame he's ignored. Action is his reward to him. Life is a great big hang-up. Wherever there's a hang-up, you'll find the Spider-Man.